This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More Spanish-speaking early childhood providers will help get licensed under a new state law. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Colorado has a critical shortage of child care providers. The new law, which had bipartisan backing, creates a new licensing unit in the Department of Early Childhood. It would have to provide education and information for providers completing paperwork in prevalent languages. 16% of Colorado residents speak a language other than English at home. The majority of those speak Spanish. The goal of the law is to open up more child care slots in Colorado. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Homes are now going up in what will be the largest Habitat for Humanity project in Colorado. The Hope Springs community in Greeley will eventually include 174 Habitat homes and 320 mixed-rate apartments. The community will have soccer fields and a child care center. Greeley Weld Habitat for Humanity CEO Sherry Witt Brown says the goal is to build an affordable housing community that anyone would want to live in.
And I really will build long-term generational wealth for the families that will hopefully live and thrive there.
She says the project has been in the works since 2019. Parts of Interstate 25 south of Colorado Springs will close at times during the evenings this week for repaving. That's Mesa Ridge Parkway to Santa Fe Avenue near Fountain. Northbound I-25 will see slowdowns between 6 and 8 p.m. The southbound side of the freeway will be completely closed from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. tonight through Friday. West of Denver, drivers are getting a lot of speeding tickets in Morrison. More than 10,000 tickets for people going 10 miles an hour over the limit.
We have seen a pretty decent reduction on about 4,000 violations.
Well, that tells me that people are slowing down a bit.
I am hoping that we are doing our part to keep everybody safe in the town of Morrison.
Well, that's one way of looking at it, but you know not everyone is happy. We'll hear about the town's plan and what it's doing with the money later this morning. It's Morning Edition on CPR News.